This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. Illinoisans with home and auto insurance will see more protections against unjustified rate hikes. Laws newly signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker require insurance companies to justify increasing costs and allows the State Department of Insurance to object to rates that are excessive. Here's the governor.
When corporations honor those values of treating their workers and their customers fairly, government should be a willing and able partner. When they don't live up to those values, government has an obligation to step in and impose fairness.
The laws also prevent insurers from increasing costs to cover losses from out-of-state natural disasters. The new protections go into effect next year. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is raising concerns about a proposal from the Trump administration to move federal oversight of special education from the Department of Education to the Department of Health and Human Services. Durbin spoke yesterday during a spotlight forum focused on how shifting responsibilities under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act could affect students and families. Durbin questioned Valerie Williams, a former director of the Office of Special Education Programs, who agreed that education and health and human services serve different missions. She told lawmakers, Congress and advocates must continue defending public education for students with disabilities and low-income families.
Public education is the only place where a child that comes from a low-income background, a child with a disability, are guaranteed certain things in the public school system. A child with a disability is not going to get a free, appropriate public education anywhere else.
Durbin also pressed witnesses on the broader importance of special education, saying he doesn't believe the administration's proposal would help students. Reading the newspaper, printed on real paper and delivered to the front door, was once part of the daily routine for many Americans. That was before the digital revolution. An exhibit at SIU Carbondale's Sharp Museum commemorates the heyday of print journalism. Rakim for Newspapers is a collection of more than 15 paintings and works by veteran journalist and SIU Carbondale alumnus Tim Atseff. It opens August 18th at the museum's Mitchell Gallery. See more at WSIU.org.